Troy and Abed in the morning.
Yo, 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 pop, pop.
I've never gotten a zero before.
I'm a cat. I'm a sexy cat.
I see your value now.
Hola, niños, and welcome to another episode of Much Talk About Community, a show about community. As always, I'm your host, Grant Ingram, and if you want to interact with us, you can do that by sending us an email at muchtalkaboutcommunity@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at mtacpod, mtacpod. You can follow us on Instagram at muchtalkaboutcommunity, and you can be a genuinely cool person and, you know, tweet us or something. Leave a review wherever you're listening, unless it's Spotify. Spotify sucks. All right, so joining me today to talk about epidemiology and the aerodynamics of gender, it is my friend, my co-host, it's Marty Shores. How are you doing, Marty?
I'm good. You should have done the hola intro for Spanish 101, and now I'm mad at you because that's a missed opportunity that we could have done.
It is. But I just wanted to do it now.
I mean, look, it works. All the Spanish 101 fans are like, dang it.
Plus, epidemiology does have a good amount of Chang.
It does have a very good... It has a fantastic amount of Chang.
Yeah.
Just being Chang.
Maybe too much. That voicemail is a little worrisome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That voicemail is, it's a lot.
It's a little sus. I guess we should probably go ahead and jump in. So do you want to go ahead and give like a quick summary?
Yeah. Dean Pelton's army surplus party food sparks an outbreak of zombieism at the Greendale Halloween party.
Yeah, that's 100% what happens here. Yep. It's also an amazing episode. I'm just going to go ahead
and say. It's so good. It's so good.
I love Leonard the zombie.
Me too.
It's just...
It works. And for some reason, the zombie episode, it just works really well.
Mm-hmm.
Really well. And I love that it was like a Halloween party. And, you know, in most Halloween parties on TV, I assume, and in real life, because I've never actually been to one. But
you've never rolled up to a Halloween party?
I've never rolled up to a Halloween party.
Okay, you gotta fix that. Like, I don't know why you haven't been like invited. Second off,
I've just never gone.
You gotta go to a Halloween party.
Well,
you should go. We gotta figure out costumes though.
There's so many options.
You could be a transformer.
There's too many options. I could be a trans. And then, well, the people who listen to your other podcast would be very, very happy about it. They'd be like, guys, she actually did it. She mm-hmm. actually did the Autobots roll up.
Mm-hmm.
We do need to fix that.
You could be a GoBot.
I can be so many things. I have a really weirdly specific Pinterest board. That is just nothing but wheelchair house. It's incredible. It's incredible. People are so creative. And I'm like, hear me out, all right?
Okay.
I'm Marty, right? So my brain mm-hmm. was like, oh, Marty McFly, what if I build... what? Okay.
A wheelchair DeLorean.
Do you see, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good plan. It's a good idea.
Very much is. Or you could be... Oh, the guy that played Marty McFly. Give me a second. Michael J. Fox.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, I just went to the GoBots because I was talking to the guy that was the showrunner on that. And like he's like, yeah, nice. But you've never heard of it. And I'd never heard of it. It's a Transformers knockoff. But
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
You'll have to listen to that episode of the other show next week.
I will.
Yeah.
I will listen to that episode. I listen to a lot of them. I just get busy.
Oh, I feel it. We haven't released an episode in like 3 weeks. Grant was supposed to do that today. But welcome.
Yeah, the last one was fantastic. And if you haven't heard that, it's just Skillin ranting. And it was the best 8 minutes of my life.
I was on that episode for like 5 seconds.
You were on there for, you know what? I didn't say what part was my favorite.
Yeah. I'm just saying I was there because he gave me, he's like, so I know we're not going to be able to record. And so I'll do this, but I know you like being in every episode, so just record a bit of it. And so I did.
Well, you are the host. Technically, yeah.
I'm the creator of the network, mm-hmm. the founder, if you will. I'm the Steve Jobs of Much Talk Network. You'd think it'd get me a lot farther in life.
Yeah. He's the CEO of something. Mm-hmm. What is it? We don't know.
Yep. Anyway, I just love like this whole episode. Like the banana. Just the banana.
Oh, the banana. I love Jeff calling, like, Britta's dressed as a T-Rex, mm-hmm. but he calls her a dragon turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't unsee it after he said that. I was like, oh, it is a dragon turtle. It is, yeah. Yep. And then, yeah, freaking Rich was dressed as a banana.
Mm-hmm. And then Rich is also, like, sitting there, like, trying to play doctor. When all of a sudden Pierce just bites Starburns.
I love that Annie went up to the guy who was dressed as a doctor. And he's like, well, I'm not a doctor because it was a Halloween costume party. And then Rich, dressed as a banana, I am.
It's amazing. What? This episode is the pinnacle of writing. Just in general, it's the pinnacle.
But, yeah, and all the constant. Anyway, we got off topic of this because we got distracted by me never going to a Halloween party, but ABBA playing the entire ABBA, I never know how to pronounce it. ABBA. I'm a huge fan. Anyway,
ABBA,
yeah. The entire playlist was ABBA, and the dean's like notes to self.
Mm-hmm.
But ABBA weirdly went. You know what? It weirdly fit the vibe.
It did. The original music for this episode was supposed to be Ghostbusters, though.
That would have been good, too. But I'm kind of glad they went with ABBA, because Ghostbusters goes with Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that it didn't at all go with Halloween, and ABBA's more summer. I want to say summer music. I don't know if that's a thing, but it was a musical based in summer.
Okay,
well, Mamma Mia is saying. In summer, so let me live.
Okay, I'll let you live. Also, the Troy's line, "You punched a lady bee," was ad-libbed.
It was so good. You punched a lady bee.
Yes.
So good. So good. I love Jeff calling Rich Chiquita MD.
It's amazing.
It's incredible. It's Chiquita MD.
I just love this episode.
It's Chang and Shirley hooked up. What?
Yeah, I don't quite understand that.
Halloween's a weird time. Also, that literally means that they don't remember it. Only Troy knows.
Right. This is a thing that goes places, I promise you.
That's a burden. Poor Troy. Like, he has to know that forever now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then just the cat, dude, the cat. It was so good. Get in. Oh, cool. A dark basement. I was just thinking we should be doing this in a dark basement. And then he's like, what was that? And then the cat flies across the screen. Like, you know, right on the kind of cat. I can't do a cat noise, apparently, but you know what I'm talking about. And then it's just like, oh, don't worry. It was just a cat. Let's keep moving. It keeps going back and forth. Holy crap, what is up with that cat? Is someone throwing it? Let's keep moving. Let's not keep moving because there is an insane cat down here. But what about the zombies? Back for a Troy. This cat has to be dealt with. There it is. Grab it. Like, it's just... That cat was concerning. I mean, look, if I went down into a basement and a cat and there was a zombie apocalypse going on, but this cat was just panicking, I would kind of be more scared of the cat.
Yes, I completely agree. So I'm looking at this list of running gags on the communityfandom.com mm-hmm. thing. Fan service. Troy is shirtless in his Dracula costume for most of the episode. That's literally what's on the fan service portion. That cracks me up. That actually might be as funny as anything.
That's incredible. Yeah. Someone was like, someone was like, man, Donald Glover really just... that's so good. I also love the line that, you know, Troy and Ahmed are trying to get out of there, and Ahmed just goes, Troy, make me proud, be the first black man to make it to the end, and Troy just goes, Ahmed, I love you, indeed. Like, they copy Star Wars, Ahmed, I know, you know, yes. And then
yes.
And then Troy got turned into a zombie, and they did their handshake as zombies.
Yes, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I love the double fives.
Troy getting bitten too, just like, all right, I'm bit. You did your job, and he just like slowly goes to the thing, to the thermostat.
Yes, and that thermostat thing is going to show up as foreshadowing later on with the air conditioning repair school. Or the GACRS. Yes, you'll enjoy that. I think my favorite quote of this episode, though, has to be, Leonard, you better back that pumpkin butt up or I will make a pie.
I know. It's, oh my, this episode, dude. So I knew good. From the second I heard George Takei, I want to say, is how you pronounce, I know who it
yeah,
is. I literally
George
just Takei. Can't yeah, like the icon himself.
Right.
From the second you heard his monologue, it's like, yeah, yeah, this is going to be fantastic.
Yep.
And then he just, I hope someone named Kevin did end up using that as a voicemail. I really do.
I completely agree. I'm sure they did. I'm sure. I wish my name was Kevin, just for that.
Me too, man.
Yeah.
Just for that. Why did your parents name you Kevin? They were big Community fans, and my dad loved Star Trek, so I don't...
You know, speaking of Star Trek, in this episode, mm-hmm. Pierce is dressed as Captain Kirk.
He is.
But when he was on SNL for like a week, he played Spock. In a skit. Yeah, no, that's just a little bit of a thing.
It's just a little bit of a little, what's the word I'm looking for? Trivia, there we go.
Yeah, a little trivia.
Brain has fully turned off.
Yeah. I also like Jeff's Flava Flav was right when because the Public Enemy song 911 is a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
God, I have said it before, I will say it again, the holiday episodes are the gift that just keeps giving. That joke was actually not meant to be a pun, but it kind of worked out.
It did. It very much did. It's just so good. So it's good. So, are you ready for letter grades?
I think so.
All right, what you got?
Dude, it's an S tier episode. I'm sorry.
I'm just going plus, dude. So.
I know. I just get so... I get it really excited about things. I don't know if you've noticed from the 4 months that we've been recording, but I get excited about things.
Yeah, just a little. Just a little.
Look. It's fine. It's fine. I'm not coping. It's fine.
Right. That's what I do. If I'm not excited about something, I'm very anxious about like the future.
That's
and I'll tell
fair.
You, steroids don't help. Yep.
I shouldn't be laughing. I shouldn't. Not. Mm.
Yeah,
all right.
No,
I'm good.
You're fine to laugh. It's just been a weird day. A lot of weird stuff has happened, and I'm also hyped up on steroids. Anyway.
Oh my god, the episode where Grant is actually high. We finally got it, guys. We've made
I'm on prednisone. It's not that bad.
Let them have this.
And by the only thing that is high is my anxiety, and it's running on 50.
The only thing that is high is my what?
Anxiety.
It just
anxiety. No, it's it's great.
I texted Grant earlier. I was like, our humor is solely based on anxiety and disability jokes, and that is concerning, but I'm gonna keep letting it happen.
Maybe one day it will transform into something a little more upbeat. Is that a single clap? Okay.
It's a single. I clapped multiple times. I don't think my mic picked it up. However,
typically it'll adjust to it the second clap.
Yeah, I went a little fast.
Yeah. Well, I guess single clap. Aerodynamics of gender, and wheelchair Halloween costumes.
Yes, right. Which is great.
What's your
Oh, okay. It just hit me. I was like, because I feel like you were going to say summary, and then I messed it up, and now I'm... Do you want me to go do the summary?
Yes, do the summary.
Okay. Abed endears himself to the girls after he offers to take down their enemies on campus. Jeff and Troy stumble onto a groundskeeper's secret paradise. It's so good.
It is. 100%.
It's so fantastic. Jeff and Troy on the trampoline.
I just love how it all, like, takes place around the trampoline, and you can't, like, double bounce.
Yeah, it's the one rule.
It's amazing.
It's incredible. It felt very childlike, it felt almost bridged to Terabithia-y.
It did, and I think that was the point of it.
Yeah, I was like, this is just bridged to Terabithia without a sad ending.
Yep.
That movie is devastating. That should not be allowed for children to watch that movie. But that's another conversation.
I completely agree. I'm actually not seeing the Bridge to Terabithia thing. They say it's like the Secret Garden, the Lion, the Witch, and the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
I
think it's more like Bridge to Terabithia, except nobody dies. Yeah.
It is. It is Bridge to Terabithia, except nobody... Look, if you haven't watched Bridge to Terabithia and you're emotionally stable, those of you out there who are, because there are like two people, but
both of you, who can withstand it.
But yeah, don't watch that movie. Do not. I watched that movie. I am nearly 18 years old. I watched that movie a couple months ago and I still cry. I've discovered...
Yes, it's amazing.
It's like, so good. Anyway,
I love the book too.
There's a book?
Yeah, sorry. No, it's based on the book. The book was I didn't realize the book is actually better than the movie to me.
Well, most books are better than the movie.
Right.
Right.
Now, anyway, I do love Abed as well in this.
I do too.
Classification.
Yup.
B words.
Yeah, he's the RoboCop of B-words.
Yep.
Hilary Duff is in this episode.
Is she really?
She's Megan.
Oh my gosh.
Right? It hit me because she's brunette in this. And like Hilary Duff as like I grew up on Lizzie McGuire.
Okay.
So we all kind of recognize her as blonde, and then I kind of paused it, and I was like, oh, whatever, and then I rewound it, and I was like, is that Hilary Duff? But she was brunette, and I was just like, and then I got like a flashback to the Lizzie McGuire movie, and then I had to Google it, and I was like, this is Hilary Duff.
Huh. Yep.
Would you look at that?
Mm-hmm.
So that was like a weird... I already had the Bridge to Terabithia thing, and now Hilary Duff's here. There was a lot going on.
There really was. But I love the line where Annie's like, you're like a machine. And Abed goes, like RoboCop. And Britta goes, exactly like Robot Cop. Charisse is a bad rowboat. Sink her. Just crack me up.
It's so good. And Abed just absolutely destroyed her. I enjoyed the line of when he was like trying to diss Megan, who is played by Hilary Duff. So we're gonna call her Megan.
Megan Duff.
Megan, yeah, the evil twin of Hilary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you mind not looking at me? Abed, I don't know. Do you mind your face makeup? Does it match your neck? When I squint, you look like a circus clown. Okay, I beg your pardon, geek. I don't even know you're peanut-headed, but Abed, you're right. We've never met. Like your hair and dandruff shampoo. And then Chang, just out of nowhere. Ooh, filet of Megan service for one. Like, it felt so.
And that, just Chang being there was amazing. Like when Megan was like, look at your face. It's like your mom was a lizard who got by a Muppet. And then the Sesame Street reference. That burn was brought to you by the letter S, as in snap. It's just so good.
I love that he's just there. Like, he fully was not involved in that, but Chang just lives for the drama of it all.
He's just in the background, constantly.
It's just... He really is, man. It's so good.
It's so good.
And Troy and Jeff, I love when they got on the trampoline. Wish this was a little earlier than that, but when they got on the trampoline and Jeff is like, 30 seconds that I've already... And then Troy's like, man, you've been up there an hour. And then they all just look at each other like... Oh, it's incredible. And Joshua, the groundskeeper, is incredible.
Yep.
The worst person, but incredible.
Yep. I like Shirley, Britta, and Annie's like chest bump thing. The line there is hilarious.
Oh yeah, the boob bump.
Mm-hmm.
Which I got you. I was like, he was like, you were very much like, I'm not allowed to say this. I am.
Yeah.
I am allowed to say the thing. Yep. And the just. Jeff in the beginning throwing the ball, the basketball at the table accidentally.
Yes.
And then, sorry, it was an accident. Britta, so was the Y chromosome, but you don't see us throwing stuff at it.
That's amazing.
And you can kind of see Joel break. You know, you saw that, like, it was like, oh, that was either super intentional or either a blooper. And it was very much like, yep, Joel McHale just broke on camera. It was great.
100%. We also had Troy and Abed in the morning.
We did have Troy and Abed is this the second Troy and Abed in the morning?
I want to say it's one, it's third. Two or three. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, it's either two or three. I wrote down second, but I feel like it's the third. I feel like I'm missing one.
I'll have to look. Let me do that real quick.
Yeah.
List.
And then Pierce turns into the villain by shocking.
Who's also on drugs.
He finds out about the trampoline and he makes him double bounce, which is the one rule.
Right.
Troy's just like, why are you making me do this? This isn't how things work. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ends up double bouncing and he gets thrown into a garbage can.
Yep.
Which I don't know that it's possible to jump that high on a trampoline. However,
don't think so.
Can we test?
We should.
The second I get working legs, I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Until then, we'll have to roll you up. This is indeed the second one. There's one season for the first four seasons. No. There's one in the first season, two in the second season, three in the third season. Sorry. Including Troy and Abed in the morning. Nights. and then there's the one that they shot outside of season four that was shot to assure fans that it would exist. Because they announced the premiere date of October 19th, and then they delayed it, and so they shot this episode of Troy and Abed in the morning talking about how it would still premiere on October 19th, because October 19th was a state of mind.
Yeah. There's a whole video on that.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the whole video. It's like two or three minutes long. It's just a big commercial assuring people that it will be back.
Yep, you said it to me. It was a state of mind. We mentioned it a couple podcasts.
I think we did. I just always have to mention it again.
At some point, go Google it. You'll find it.
Yep.
It's on YouTube, so as most things are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this episode was so good. It's so good.
So good.
It's I do love how Garrett did the weather report on Troy and Abed in the morning.
Me too. And just perfect. Starburns with his god. He what did he have?
I don't even know.
He had some animal, and I can't remember what it was. But it was like a turtle. So tell me, yeah, it was a turtle. That's exactly what it was. And then he was like, "So tell us about your turtle." And he was like, "I don't know. You just handed me this and told me to protect." And he was just like, "Okay." And on Garrett with the weather.
It's amazing.
Completely just ignoring Starburns, and also Starburns just—I have a name. No.
It's absolutely amazing.
It's always Starburns. We refuse to acknowledge his real name. I actually don't even remember his real name. That's how little. I was just like
Alex.
Alex. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I love the Abed's hood, where he has like the current synopsis going.
Yeah.
Britta, Shirley, and Annie make Abed into one of the girls, which backfires. Jeff and Troy discover a relaxation secret, confuses and frustrates Pierce. And then he had like memos. Get Rudolph for Christmas. Confirm mom for Christmas. Make blanket for it. That pays off in a few episodes, which it's is actually so amazing. Good.
I love something the I didn't fact realize. That I love the fact that that he was like, you guys are B words. He said the actual word. Mm-hmm. And then he was just like, confirmed, we are all B words. And he was like, you're a B word. Like, he kept shouting it to everyone in the school.
It's amazing.
It's incredible. Oh, poor Abed. He tries so hard. You know, you sit there and you tell the kid that it's wrong to say these things, and then you just give him, in the wise words of Palpatine, unlimited power. So.
Yep. And it's amazing. I just love this episode.
Me too.
All right. So what's your letter grade for it?
I got an A+ on this one.
Okay, so this one I have an S tier on.
See, we switched. It works.
It does.
You were like, we always say like, oh, no more S tier. And then we're like, okay, but like.
Again, I'm not like, it doesn't have to be super exclusive. If the show's just S tier, it should just be S tier.
It is.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
The whole, it's a great show. I can't believe I waited this long to watch it.
Well, that's not my fault.
I didn't say it was. Okay, defensive.
See, no, I know you didn't say it was. It was just implied. And I kept it trying to get implied. You to watch it. I'm like, you'll enjoy it. And you're like, you nah, it can't be that good. You. Grant enjoys it.
I am. Hey, in my defense, I had met you like once when you started talking about
that. That's actually fair.
We literally didn't know each other until, like, everyone listening is probably like, oh, they joke around about her being in a wheelchair. They've been friends for years. No, we literally were not friends until we started this podcast.
That's true. Like, I mean, I think it was pretty much I would send you a meme every now and then. It was that level. And then now it's like, well, we talk once a week.
Fantastic friendships begin with meme culture.
Right. Meme culture. Just good memes. Good vibes, good memes.
You got some good memes, man. I'll admit, your meme game's strong.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I unfollowed all my meme pages, so I'm just having to discover them now.
That's incredible. That's a great idea. So, actually, like, because then you just find them, and then they're actually funny, instead of being like, well, everyone thinks this is funny, so I guess I agree it's funny, but it's really not that funny.
Yeah, I agree.
I think I just said funny about six times.
It was like the Bible verse I was reading yesterday in church because Jesus, where he goes, can you be baptized with the baptism I was baptized with? And he said that twice in the same sentence. And they're like, yes, we can. And he's like, well, then you should be baptized with the baptism I was baptized with.
Like, that's incredible.
It was quite.
Oh man, I wish I hadn't already filled out the senior stuff, because that would have been my. Do you have a favorite Bible verse? I just put something, and then like, now that I know that, have you been baptized by
baptism I was baptized with?
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
The Bible's, look, they should have, that's a Abed Jesus line. He should have said that in the movie.
He should have. He really should have. Abed Jesus is the best.
That really is the most, like, Abed thing ever. You know what I mean?
It is. It's like, it's a meta Bible verse.
It very much is a meta, but well, the whole Bible's kind of meta, but yeah, I know what you mean. There's certain things that you're like, you ever just read the Bible and you look down and you're like, wait a minute. Like, you look back up and you're like, hang on, this is really trippy.
Mm-hmm. 100%. So I guess we should probably end the episode. Sorry.
We should probably end the episode. It's kind of short, but it's fine. We've been ranting.
Yes. Sorry, everyone, for the weird schedule. Hopefully this comes out Tuesday. I gotta edit that tomorrow. Great. We've just, it's been weird. I'm super busy. It'll probably be another Monday, Tuesday week next week. And yeah, hopefully we get back to Saturdays, but we're trying. Doing better than the other show. Just, you know, if you got any questions for us, you know where to do that. Everything's in the description. Marty, you want to tell them where they can find you?
Everything is either Marty Shores or Marty _ Shores. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchats, whatever. I'm on most social media, so you'll find me somewhere.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm linked and tagged and stuffed and everything. You can be my, let's see, how many followers? You can be my 154th follower. Or if you're really lucky, you'll be 155. We'll give you a little shout out if you're 155.
If you are, it's like a commercial.
If you're caller 155, we will give you a shout out. What can you do with that shout out?
It's just like KFC. It's like, first of all, we have to have the KFC people on.
Yes, KFC needs to be on the podcast.
I hope someone working at KFC listens to our show and then like emails it.
That would be amazing.
That would be so funny. Could you just imagine being like, yeah, man, I did pay for that set. Bless.
They cut all their employees' pay by $1 to pay for the set and then gave them signed like Donald Glover pictures or something, and that's
honestly if I worked at KFC and they were like, you're gonna get a signed picture of Donald, I'd be like, okay,
I'll gladly pay $1 for it.
I will gladly pay $1 for this. Take my whole paycheck, sir.
Yep.
I'm knocking things over. We should end this episode.
Grant and Marty in the podcast.
Yeah, do you mind not looking at me?
I don't know. Do you mind that your face makeup doesn't match your neck? When I squint, you look like a circus clown.
Okay, I beg your pardon, geek. I don't even know your peanut-headed ass.
You're right, we've never met. Like your hair and dandruff shampoo.
Filet and Megan service for one.
Okay, Abed, let's get back to the table. Yeah, Abed, go with your skank. Or keep going, up to you.
Keep going about what? Her uneven bra padding? You look like you're smuggling a lime and a coconut.
Go away, loser.
Good one. Tell that to the stitching your ready panties or wear higher jeans on laundry day.
Damn, that just made me snuff, yo.
You know what? You're dead.
You're bow-legged.
No.
See ya.
Right. Women of Greendale!
This cafeteria is hereby declared a bitch-free zone.